It's not gonna close. Yeah, you know what? Whoops.
And you lift the pin.
Waiting for you to come in.
All right.
So the Mishnah says, Misha meso mutal lefonov, potu mi kriyat shma min atfila, min atfilin u mikol mitzos hamuros batorah. And Rashi, in explaining the Mishnah, says that onein, Misha meso mutal lefonov, is potu mi mitzvahs, because of the general halacha that we know, the principle of osik v'mitzvah potu in a mitzvah. Rashi, in fact, compares it to Chasan, which is the prime case back on Daf Yud Aleph of Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah. So that's the reason why an Onen is Potem in Mitzvahs according to Rashi. Tosus, on the other hand, quotes a Yerushalmi with a separate Gzeres HaKosuv, Laman Tizkar, and the Yerushalmi derives from that Pasuk, Kol Yimei Chayecha Yomim Shata Osek B'chayim, Velo yomim shata osek b'meisim. And Tosus seems to assume that this is the source and the reason for an onein being potter mina mitzvahs. Tosus goes on to say, based on this Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi would reject Rashi. Rashi says, when it says in the Braisa about an onein that he's eino mevarech, Rashi says eino zakuk levarech, he's not obligated in bracha, which seems to imply that if he desires to do so, and rotzel levarech, he's allowed to do so. Whereas the Yerushalmi says, im rotzel lahachmir, ein shomim lo. We don't allow him to recite a bracha. It means that on a day that he's osek b'meisim, he's dedicated to kvodo shalmes, he's not permitted to do mitzvos. And we've discussed this in the past. What I want to analyze with you today is the Shitas HaRambam. Where does the Rambam fit in to this constellation, to this machlokes, the controversy between Rashi and Tosfos? If you read the first three halachos in Perek Dalet Milchus Kriyat Shema, where the Rambam codifies the halacha of Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah, he seems to imply that the case of an Onein is one specific case that fits under the pattern and the general rule of Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah, which would clearly put the Rambam into whose camp? Rashi's camp. The Rambam opens by saying, Mishoy libo torud v'nechpas, he cannot focus, l'dvar mitzvah, potur mikola mitzvahs. He's involved in whatever mitzvah he's involved in, he's dedicated to that mitzvah, to the exclusion of other mitzvahs. And the Rambam goes on to mention chasan, and he tells you it's only a chasan who's getting married for the first time. And then in Halacha Gimel, Misha Meislo Mes, Shuchayev Lis Abel Olov, Potumi Kriyachma Achik Vireno, Vibne Shein Taito Pnuya Likros. It fits in very beautifully. The Rambam classifies the case of Misha Meso Mutulafonov as a case of Ein Daito Pnuya, which is exactly what he said in his opening halacha in Perek Dalet, namely in halacha Aleph, when he spoke about the general halacha of Osek b'mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah. A person is tarud, he's nechpaz l'dvar mitzvah, in this case, he's chayev in avelus, and therefore ein daito pnuya likros. He is nechpaz l'dvar mitzvah. And therefore it seems that the Rambam would accept the shita of Rashi that an onein is potem in a mitzvah under the general category of osek b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't quote, as Tosus did, or the Yerushalmi did, the Poskelim on Tizkar and the Drasha, the principle of yomim shata osek b'chaim. However, the plot grows thicker when we open up the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, again in Perek Dalet, but here not in Perek Dalet Milchas Kriyat Shema, Perek Dalet Milchas Avel, Alach Avav, the Rambam has the case of Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov. And here you get a different impression. You get the impression in Hilchas Avel that the Rambam feels compelled for some reason to establish the halacha that Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov is Potem Mikriyat Shema, Potem Min HaTfila, Mitfilin, Mikol Mitzvah Murus B'Torah, as a halacha in Hilchas Avel. I mean, we just finished establishing that according to the Rambam, there's a universal principle of Oseik B'Mitzvah Potem B'Mitzvah, which the Rambam codifies in Perek Dalet Milchas Kriyat Shema. And yet the Rambam feels somehow compelled to engender a p'tur of Kriyat Shema, etc., etc., in Hilchas Avel, as if the halacha here is some sort of unique halacha in Hilchas Avel. The Rambam writes, Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov, and the Rambam says that he's an onen, he doesn't eat meat, he doesn't drink wine, he doesn't make any brachos, he's not part of a zimun. And then the Rambam tells us that which we've already learned from the Rambam in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, and that is that Potem Kriyat Shema. Why did the Rambam need to codify the p'tur of Kriyat Shema, etc., twice? Once in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, under the universal halacha of what? Hosek v'mitzvah. And twice, a second time in Hilchas Avil, as if to say that there is some new halacha, I don't know what it could be, that's engendered by Hilchas Avil. That's the Pella in the Rambam. You know, we know that the Rambam never wastes any ink. You know, he's very abridged. He doesn't, he's not verbose. He doesn't spend any time on halachas that he doesn't have to. If he's already codified this halacha in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, why does he have to do it again in Hilchas Avilus? Not only that, but the impression you get from the Rambam in Hilchas Avilus, and maybe the second question would perhaps open a petach to answer the first question, I don't know. The second question I have is that the Rambam seems to indicate, Eino Mevarech. What does that sound like to you? Eino Mevarech. Is he allowed to if he wants to, or he's completely excluded? Right, it sounds like he's completely excluded. So the Rambam, on the one hand, seems to belong to the camp of Rashi, and that's the conclusion we derive from the Rambam Hilchas Kriyat Shema, namely that the p'tur of Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov is Osek B'Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah. And yet, he drops the ball, as far as Rashi is concerned, on the question of whether or not the Onein is Rashoi Levarech. Can the Onein voluntarily decide to take upon himself the bracha? After all, it was Tosis who maintained, based on the Yerushalmi, that the Onein doesn't have that option, he doesn't have that choice to opt voluntarily to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs and make brachas. And in a certain sense, the Rambam now becomes, I would call it almost a crossbreeder here. You know, he's a hybrid. He has both Rashi and Tosfos. On the one hand, he accepts Rashi, rejecting the Gzeiras HaKos, the Yalfus of the Yerushalmi, and the Ptur of Onein is under the general rubric of Hosik Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah. On the other hand, he does seem to indicate, although not necessarily in Perek Dalet Halach Gimel, or in the first three halachas in Perek Dalet Halachas Kriyat Shema, that there is a prohibition that blocks the Onein and doesn't allow him, if he wants, to do the mitzvah on an optional basis. But the Rambam in Hilchas Avel clearly indicates that he doesn't have such an option. In the Rambam in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, he speaks about a p'tur mikriyat shema, right? He's potem mikriyat shema. And applying the principle of Osek B'Mitzvah, that means that if he would so desire to fulfill the mitzvah, then he should be allowed to do so. That's the impression you get if you only have Hilchas Kriyat Shema. But when you open up Hilchas Avel, you get the impression that he's a little bit on the turf of Tosfos. He's entered into that area, and he's accepted, as Tosfos would, the Iser of an Onein, to perform mitzvahs if he so wills to do so. But You know, that's a little bit difficult to say the least, because the Rambam doesn't quote this Yushalmi and the Gzeiros HaKosuv of Yom Shatah Oseg B'chayim. Just give me one more minute to finish the paragraph. And finally, if you take a look at the end of Halacha Vav in Perek Dalet Milchasov, you know, we sort of split it in half. The Rambam writes that on Shabbos, the Halacha of an Onen is completely suspended. And therefore, Mesiv v'ochel basar v'shose yayin u'mevarech v'chayim v'chol mitzvah muris b'torah. Now, if the Rambam is standing on the shoulders of the Yerushalmi, so we had a long discussion in the Yerushalmi, what happens on Shabbos? You may recall that according to the Yerushalmi, an Onein is enjoined from doing mitzvahs b'chol on the weekdays. He cannot opt to do mitzvahs, even if he wants to. Whereas on Shabbos, the conclusion of the Yerushalmi, which is here codified by the Rambam at the end of Halacha Vav, is that the entire, shall we say, institution of Aninus is completely suspended on Shabbos. In other words, Aninus is engendered by the mitzvah, the chovah of Kvura, and that chovah of Kvura is undermined on Shabbos, and therefore the chiyuv mitzvahs is chozer v'nir, it goes back to its original place. That was the conclusion of the Yerushalmi. Although, the Yerushalmi seemed to indicate that if you hold kvodo shel mes, okay, we don't have time to go through this again, then even on Shabbos there may be a kvodo shel mes that would engender aninus. The Rambam is certainly, shall I say, free, you know, he's a free agent to accept the Yerushalmi and maintain that on Shabbos aninus is suspended and therefore the onen is chayiv in mitzvahs. And that's fine, except for the last few words in the Rambam. And that's what confuses me to no end. The Rambam says at the end of Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, Chutz mitashmish amita. What does that sound like to you, Rabosai? When the Rambam adds Chutz mitashmish amita, what halacha, what institution could possibly be activated, be relevant here to engender this halach of chutz mitashmish hamita? Yeah, it sounds like aninus betzina. In other words, the Rambam is saying the following. It's not true that the entire package deal, the whole enterprise of aninus is suspended on Shabbos because, as we said before, there's no chiyuv kvura. There is aninus on Shabbos. It sounds like the onen is also mitashmish hamita on Shabbos, even though the mitzvah of Avelus is not yet chal. Again, we're discussing before Kvura Rabosai or after Kvura. It's before Kvura. The Rambam is talking about Misha Meso Mutalafanov. So it's before Kvura. And the Rambam Shita, in fact, in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, is that Avelus is engendered after Kvura. And the Rambam says explicitly, which means after Kvura. So on the one hand, when it comes to Shabbos, the Rambam admits that there are no Isurim imposed on the Onen, because he's chayev in all mitzvahs as anyone else is. But on the other hand, when it comes to Tashmish HaMita, the Rambam has an Iser Onen, which seems that the Rambam is holding that even on Shabbos, there is some sort of a vestige, if we could call it, you know, Shirayim of Aninus, when the Rambam himself is clearly committed to the position, and we've discussed this in the past, that the Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Avelus is suspended until after Shabbos. So how could it, excuse me, until after Kvura? So if we're talking Misha Mesa Mutalafanov, and it's before Kvura, then how could the Rambam impose on the Onen and the Isur Aninus, the Isur Aninus together with all the Isur Avel, are postponed until the mitzvah of Avelus is in full force, namely till after Kfura. But yet here, oddly enough, the Rambam has an Isur of Tashmish Amita before Kvura. So I just want to summarize the three questions that we asked. So question number one, why does the Rambam bring down the Ptur of Onein, Mikriyat Shema and a Mitzvah twice? Once in Hilchas Kriyat Shema and once in Hilchas Avel, Perek Dat Halacha Vav. Question number two, does the Rambam hold like Rashi or like Tosfos? And here we seem to see somewhat of a contradiction. On the one hand, the Rambam in Hilchas Kriyat Shema clearly presents the Ptur of an Onein in a Mitzvah as part and parcel of, or shall we say, a case in point of the universal principle of Osek B'mitzvah Potur B'mitzvah, putting himself in the camp of Rashi. But on the other hand, in Hilchas Avel, the Rambam gives you this distinct impression that the Onein is enjoined from mitzvahs. He doesn't even have the option of fulfilling mitzvahs if he so desires to do so, putting the Rambam into the camp of Tosfos, who maintains against Rashi that the Onein is also a mitzvahs. And the third kasha that we're asking is, how does the Rambam, when he gets to the end of Halacha Vav, speak about Shabbos as suspending the Isur Aninus, and at the same time the Rambam seems to have some sort of vestige, as we called it, of Aninus, and therefore the Onein is also Vitasha Mita. And that contradicts the Rambam himself, who maintains that there's no such thing as Isur Avel without the Kiyum Avelus, and the Kiyum Mitzvah Avelus is Chal with Kvuras Ames. Those are the three kashas.
One thing that bothers me about this question, Tashmi Shemita, for implying that maybe that's Pitzina, it sounds like he's still permitted to eat Basar B'yah and drink Yayin, even if it's by himself.
You know, why isn't Basar B'yah called Sina? It seems that to avoid Tashmi Shemita doesn't in any way undermine the Kiyum of Shabbos. So we can allow for the Kiyum of Avelus if it doesn't undermine the Kiyum of Shabbos. When it gets to a Menia, you know, it's avoiding any sort of eating of Basa or drinking of Yayin, that already undermines the Kiyum of Shabbos. Alan, you wanted to say something before?
Clarify something. Yeah. At least at this stage, we say that the Tirda and Osik B'mitzvah are synonymous.
According to Rashi and the Rambam, yeah. I mean, I don't know if there are any other Rishonim who would either accept or reject that, but in the framework of Rashi and the Rambam, we saw clearly that both of them define Osik Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah as Tirda Mitzvah. He's preoccupied with the Mitzvah. We'll see later on, Tosin Sukkah, who raises the question is, Efshel Kaim Shneim, let's say you can somehow juggle both mitzvahs, one with your right hand and one with your left hand simultaneously. We'll discuss that.
I mean, for instance, like on Shabbos, we were talking about, is it possible that on Shabbos there is no osik b'mitzvah because there can be no kvura at the time, but that doesn't prevent tirda in that you're thinking about what you're going to be doing after Shabbos, which is not...
Then I have a serious problem, because again, if we could assume that the concept of tirda applies independent of Chovas Kvura, and therefore it's relevant to Shabbos, then my impression should be that because he's Torud, we'll call it in future Kvura, not in present Kvura, there's no mitzvah pressing him now, but he's already Torud Al Shem Motzi Shabbos, then he should be Potum in a mitzvah. And the Ram goes out of his way to tell you that on Shabbos he's Chayim in mitzvahs. Rabosai, let's try to answer the third question first. Because I think the third question about Tashmish Shamita perhaps is the easiest question that we can face. The Rambam seems to be saying that on an Avel, an Onein, is not allowed to do mitzvahs. Correct? That's what we medayik from the beginning of Halacha Vav. And we could say the following, that when an Onein decides, so to speak, I mean, the Halacha has made the decision for him, but when the Onein implements the decision of the Chachamim to forego mitzvahs, that itself is a kiyum mitzvahs avelus. Meaning, the way that the the way that the halacha designs the mitzvah of aninus is that an avel should not be involved in kiyum mitzvahs. You may remember that we had this discussion in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that an onein is enjoined from doing mitzvahs. We tried to suggest that that itself is the kiyum mitzvahs aninus. The fact that the onein makes a statement, so to speak, an unspoken, implicit declaration or demonstration that he is not involved in mitzvahs, that itself is because of his aninus. The Torah in aninus said that aninus is docha mitzvahs, and by being docha the mitzvahs and non-fulfillment of the mitzvahs, in effect you're being mevatel the mitzvahs, that itself is the kiyum of the mitzvah of aninus. And if that be the case, the Rambam holds that in the case of Tashmish Hamita, the Onein could be Makayim his Aninus by refraining from Tashmish Hamita. In other words, the Tashmish Hamita, which is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Rambam holds that as far as other Kiyum HaMitzvahs, he has to get involved in those Kiyum HaMitzvahs because otherwise he's going to undermine the Shabbos. But as far as Tashmish HaMita is concerned, the Rambam holds that he could fulfill the mitzvah of Ninus without undermining the mitzvah of Shabbos. And how so? By absolutely avoiding a Kiyum HaMitzvah. If you can refrain from a mitzvah, according to the Rambam Shita, and in no way undermine the Shabbos, then the Rambam holds that in fact you can be Makayim the mitzvah of Aninus. So the Rambam holds that an Avel, in Hilchas Avel, the Rambam paskins that an Onein is Aser B'Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Again, not because the Rambam adopted the drush of the Yerushalmi that Tosis is so enamored with, the L'man Tizkar. The Rambam has a different reason why he came to the same conclusion as Tosis. Tosis came to the conclusion based on the Yerushalmi. The Rambam came to the same conclusion based on his understanding of what Aninus is all about. The Shitas HaTosis al-Pi the Yerushalmi is that you have to have a separate Gzeiras HaKosuv of Bizman Shat B'Yom Shat HaOsek B'Chaim V'lo B'Yom Shat HaOsek B'Mesim in order to create an Iser that enjoins you from doing mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that I don't need that Gzeiras HaKosuv. I don't need that halacha that's derived from Yomim in order to establish an Iser on the Avel not to involve himself in mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that that itself is the Kiyum of Aninus. So then we have two Rambams. We can answer perhaps the question as to why the Rambam twice establishes the Ptur Min HaMitzvahs, one in Hilcha of the Onin, one in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, and the other in Hilchas Avel. In Hilchas Kriyat Shema, the Rambam is just simply applying the yardstick of Kol HaTorah Kula of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potur Min HaMitzvah. And the Rambam doesn't know of any sort of special Gzeiras HaKosuv that applies just for a person who's Misha Meso Mutu Lefonov because it's a Yom Shu Osek B'Mesim. That the Rambam doesn't have. So he's got in Hilchas Kriyat Shema the Ptur of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potur Min HaMitzvah. Now in Hilchas Avel, the Rambam is addressing the mitzvah of Avelus. And the Rambam wants to know, how does the Avel fulfill his mitzvah of Avelus? And the Rambam says there are two answers to this question. One answer is before Kvura, and the other answer is after Kvura. After Kvura, we know that the Rambam has, that's Perkei Milchus Avel, a list of 11 Isurim that apply to an Avel. And after Kvura, the Avel is enjoined from these 11 categories of pu'ulos, of actions, and that's how he fulfills his mitzvah of Avelus. What about before Kvura? So the Rambam comes to the conclusion that once there's a halach of osik v'mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, now the onein can demonstrate his kiyum of aninus by avoiding mitzvahs, by deliberately being mevatel mitzvahs, that act of being docha mitzvahs, that according to the Rambam is the essence of the kiyum of aninus. On Shabbos, the Rambam has a problem because he cannot fulfill his mitzvah of kvura, and therefore the Rambam says that Shabbos now emerges high profile, and he's got to fulfill whatever mitzvahs he has. But says the Rambam, there still is some vestige of a possibility for the onen to be mekayim his aninus. And the Rambam Lishitoso holds that how is an onen able to be mekayim his mitzvahs? By being mevatel min mitzvah. So that's the paradox. That's the way it is. It's very similar to, you remember our discussion about a kohen. That a kohen will be forced to be metame to his zayin krovim. That's what we explained in the Yerushalmi, lo yitama, that it means that he, the kohen, through chilul kedushas kuhunaso, the act of being doche, the kedushas kuhun, as far as the isur being metame lemesim, that itself is his kiyum of aninus. And the Rambam accepted that and even expanded that halacha. The Rambam holds that not only is it incumbent upon a kohen to be metame and therefore be machal his kedusha in order to demonstrate his aninus, every Jew, even if he's not a kohen, will have to be machalel himself in order to demonstrate he's an onen. And how does a non-kohen be machal himself? What is his act of desecration in inverted commas? It's by being docha mitzvahs. The Rambam says on Shabbos he has a problem, he can't be docha, and this is on the chol, he'll be docha all the mitzvahs. And therefore the Rambam says in Perek Dalel Lechavav, Eino mevorech v'eino mezamein, etc., etc. And therefore he's not allowed to do mitzvahs. That's how he's mekayim his aninus. On Shabbos, the Rambam holds that he's mekayim his aninus by at least being mevatel one single mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Tashmish Hamita.
That's hard to understand.
Yeah.
Because if that were true, then all the mitzvahs that are not directly related to Shabbos and covered Shabbos, he would still be osir from doing. So he still wouldn't make bracha rishona on eating and so forth. And so the fact that he does do that shows that the story is not that Shabbos is not aninus, but that he's mekayim. Is the kind what do you call tashmish? Because then he should also make bracha.
You want to know why brachas is the key of Shabbos? You're asking.
It's not
okay.
The
key of, I don't know. Maybe it is. But Rabosai, even if you don't agree with me in this approach, I would like you to show me explicitly. That's why I'm waiting for this kasha to explicitly that everything that I said in the Rambam is wrong. Can you show it to me on the daf? I mean, again, you prepared this daf.
I want to offer.
Okay, but first, I'm not ready. Alan, before you offer another possibility, I'm asking you to do me one favor. Why is it? Because again, we're in the middle of developing a very important idea here, and we're not even halfway through. Why is it that the Rambam explicitly contradicts what I just said? I presented to you the opinion, the approach, that the Rambam holds that an onen is enjoined from doing mitzvahs. He's not allowed to opt for mitzvahs. And in fact, the Rambam holds that that's the yesoda yesodos of aninus. Can you contradict that from a Rambam that's on your page that I asked you to see, and it's not the first time that I asked you to see it? Anybody? Again, I'm opening myself up for a kasha here, so that this is your opportunity. If you want to,
what exactly are you asking?
I said A, and the Rambam says not A. I told you, and this was the whole thesis of my shir in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the essence of aninus is to be mevatel mitzvahs, and that therefore the Rambam maintains that an onen is not allowed to perform mitzvahs, even if he wants to do so. Doesn't the Rambam contradict that?
Yeah.
Okay, I give up. Yeah? Okay. So again, if you're on the page, we've covered all the way up to three sources before the end of the page, correct? Now let's look at the third source before the end of your page, which I hope you got to. The Rambam says, Kol mishu potur mi likros kriyachma im rotzo lahachmir al atzmo likros kore. Again, I emphasize, kol mishu potur mi likros. This is Perek Dalet mihilchas kriyachma. The Rambam has a long list of people who are tarud, and therefore they don't have das pnuya, and they are exempt from kriyachma. The Rambam says, with regard to kol, what does kol mean? Every last one on the list. What else is on that list of ein daito pnuya likros, and therefore he's part from kriyachma? Misha meso mutu lefanav, correct? We're not learning chasen today, but misha meso mutu lefanav. That's how the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel tells us that misha meso mes is part of me kriyachma, but nay she ein daito pnuya likros. Now you fast forward by four halachos, and I gave it to you on the page, and the Rambam, lo and behold, says, kol mishu potu mi likros kriyachma, im ratzo lahachmir al atzmo likros kore. What does the Rambam imply about an onein who's mishabesa mutalafanov? Is he allowed to be machmir al atzmo if he's daito pnuya? Yes, the Rambam didn't exclude Misha Mesa Mutalafanov in this list. The Stimas Loshan Rambam would indicate, call me Shupotami Kriyachma. Why? Because Zain Daito Pnuya Likros is able, or is allowed, he's permitted to read Kriyachma if he so decides to do so. So an owner who wants to be Machmer on himself to read Kriyachma is Rashoi. He's allowed to do so. And whose sheet is that, Rabosai? Rashi, that's not the Rambam Shita. And it's not Tosis Shita. We've been working hard here to subsume the Rambam, at least partially, under the Shita of Tosis. And that's what we wanted to suggest, that according to the Rambam, perhaps the way and the kiyum of the method by which the Onen is Mekayim, his mitzvah ninus, is by being Mevatel mitzvahs. And therefore he's not allowed to do mitzvahs, even if he so desires to do so. But what shall I say if the Rambam himself contradicts me?
In the Rambam's lashon, he changes his own lashon. He goes from this ain, and when he comes to the kriyashma stuff.
You mean the Rambam in Ovel?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Which Rambam in Ovel?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, Mitch is right. The Rambam is very careful in Hilchas Ovel, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, when he writes, Einu Mevarech, Einu Mezamein, etc., etc. And then when he gets to Kriyachma, he says, Upatavi Kriyachma. The Rambam is certainly indicating, and that's what he writes explicitly in Ilchas Kriyachma, Perik Dal and Alokha Zion, that if he wants to recite Kriyachma, again, with one condition, one proviso, that's Daito Pnuya, he's allowed to do so. So it's very strange that the Rambam seems to make the following distinction. On the one hand, the Rambam seems to imply that with regard to mitzvahs in general, he's not permitted to do mitzvahs. That's the Rambam at the beginning of Halacha Vav in Perek Dal Milchus Ovil, Eino Mevarech, etc., etc. And therefore the Rambam is in the camp of Tosis. But on the other hand, it's not so simple, because the Rambam clearly indicates that when it comes to Kriyachma, the whole issue with regard to an Onein boils down to one question only. Is he Daito Pnuya Likros? Is he not Daito Pnuya Likros? Ribono Shel Olam. If the Rambam embraced the Shita of Tosis, albeit for a different reason, namely that the Onein is enjoined from doing mitzvahs, even voluntarily, because, says the Rambam, that is the essence of Aninus, and therefore the Rambam is going to insist that whenever the Onen could violate a mitzvah, in those cases that he can, that's what he has to do. He has to be mevatel the mitzvah, like Tashrei Shemitah in the case of Shabbos. That's what he is enjoined to do, and why? Because that's the essence of Aninus. If that be the case, then when it comes to Kriyachma and anything similar to Kriyachma, why does the Rambam invite the Onen to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyachma if he so desires to do so? So that's why I say, Rabosai, we're not even halfway there if we want to really try to make some sense out of the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam, on the one hand, seems to indicate that an onein is part to be kriyachma because ein daito pnuyol. And therefore, in halacha zayin in perik dalad milchus kriyachma, the Rambam baskins that if he wants to be machmer al atzmo and it's daito pnuyol, then he's allowed to do so. Again, if he's mavul, if he's confused, he can't do that. So now we don't understand. We said that onein is part from kriyachma only because of ein daito pnuya likros, and therefore he could be machmir al atzmo. Correct? Now wait a second. What does that mean, he could be machmir al atzmo? Let's look at the Rambam's language once more. Perek dalet milchus kriyachma halacha zayin. Kol mishu potu mi likros kriyachma Im rotzo lahachmir al atzmo likros, kore. Does that make sense to you? Because the Rambam in the next line says, Daito Pnuyolov. So what question should we ask of the Rambam? The Rambam is contradicting himself. The Rambam is saying that he's potami kriyatma because of what? Ain't Daito Pnuyolov. Then the Rambam says, but if it's Daito Pnuyolov, Rashoi lahachmir alatzmo. Is that... Does it say that in the Rambam? Again, don't blame me for that. The Rambam says, Imrotzel achmir alatzmo, implying that what? Let's say if he says thanks, buddy, but no thanks, right? I don't want to be machmir alatzmo. So what question should you ask me now, Rabosai? The reason why he's parted from Kriyat Shema is because of what? Ain't Daito Pnuyolov. This guy the Rambam describes as Daito Pnuyolov, and the Rambam says, therefore, if he wants to be Mekayim the Kriyat Shema, he could do so. The Rambam should have said what? He's Chayim in Kriyat Shema. Stach Rabosai. You know, it's a funny kind of thing. On the one hand, the Rambam is saying that he's also b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah because it's ein daito pnuyolov. The Rambam then goes ahead and says if he wants to be machmir on himself, he can do so. He doesn't seem to have that option for other mitzvahs, but he has it with regard to kriyat shema. And then on the third hand, the Rambam says if it's daito pnuyolov and he can concentrate on kriyat shema, he's allowed to be machmir al atzmo. He's rashoy. We give him the green light. The Rambam should have said that he's chayav likros a kriyat shema. Because again, if the Rambam is saying the whole yesod of the p'tur is because he's ein daito pnuyolov, then what's the Rambam talking about when he says rashoy lachmer alatzmo? If it's daito pnuyolov, then he's chayav to be kori kriyat shema. He's a rabosai. What do you see from this Rambam? It's a pella v'chiddush. What does daito pnuyolov mean, according to the Rambam? Does it mean one thing and only one thing? Does it always mean the exact same thing? It doesn't. The Rambam apparently holds that the concept of daito pnuyolov or ein daito pnuyolov has to split into two different dinim, shall we say. In other words, the Rambam holds the following. There's one madrega of daito pnuyolov, which is mechayev kriyat shema. In other words, you're daito pnuyolov and you're chayev in kriyat shema. The Rambam holds that an onein doesn't fit into that category. Misha mesa mutal fun of the Rambam holds is not daito pnuyolov as far as what? The chayev kriyat shema is concerned. Then the Rambam has another madrega of daito pnuyolov and daito pnuyolov. Here, the onein could achieve daito pnuyolov. But again, he's not included in the first madrega of daito pnuyolov, haraya that he's what? He's potter from kriyat shema. And the Rambam is going to insist that he's always potter from kriyat shema, meaning, by definition, it's ein daito pnuyolov. Yet the Rambam allows for some fallback position or description of an onein who fits in the category of daito pnuyolov. We cannot be mechayev him in kriyat shema because it's really ein daito pnuyolov. He's an onein. But yet, he is considered daito pnuyolov nafkemina if he wants to take the, you know, he wants to take the reins by his helm, and he wants to volunteer for kriyat shema. That he's allowed to do. And this becomes very complicated. The Rambam is giving us presenting a very complicated situation or description of halacha. On the one hand, he's saying that the onein is potter from kriyat shema, and the Rambam is not willing to budge on that. That, according to the Rambam, is an absolute rule that knows no exception. We can never be mechayev the onein in kriyat shema. Why? Because he's ein daito pnuyolov. On the other hand, the Rambam says he could become daito pnuyolov if he's of the ilk of a, shall we say, a fallback daito pnuyolov. We'll call it darga beis, a second madrega of daito pnuyolov. And that opens up the possibility for him to recite kriyat shema, although he has no chiyuv to recite kriyat shema. And at this point, I ask myself the question, what is the gether? How do you define these two madregas of Daito Pnuyalov or Ein Daito Pnuyalov? When is it considered Ein Daito Pnuyalov and he cannot even take the option of reciting Kriyat Shema? But when is it considered at least Daito Pnuyalov, such that the Rambam says that there's a possibility for him, if he wants to be Machmir Alatzma? Again, Rabosai, keep in mind that this only makes sense if we predicate that the Rambam rejected Tosfos. What do I mean? Tosfos has an absolute rule that knows no exception, that the Onein doesn't have the possibility of fulfilling any mitzvahs. The Rambam never accepted the Shita Tosfos, because Tosfos, as we said over and over again, is predicated on the Yerushalmi, which is predicated in turn on a Yalfusa from the Pasuk Yom Shata Osek B'chaim V'lo Yom Shata Osek B'meisim. The Rambam never accepted that. So the Rambam is only within the context of Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah. Here the Rambam wants to suggest that Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah, which potters the Onein from a mitzvah, engenders at stage 2 an Isur enjoining the Onein from fulfilling the mitzvahs. And the Rambam says that the Onein doesn't have the option of fulfilling the mitzvahs, again not because of Tosfos' reason, but because of the reason that that's how the Rambam understands that the Dichui of mitzvahs is itself the key of mitzvah of Avelus of Aninus. And therefore the Rambam says that like a Kohen who under the Pasuk Lo Yitama has to be Metame Lezayim Krovim in order to be Mekayim his Avelus, the Rambam holds so too the Mitzvah of Aninus is going to be fulfilled Dafka because he's part of it on mitzvahs and he doesn't fulfill the mitzvahs. By not fulfilling the mitzvahs, he oddly, paradoxically fulfills his mitzvah of Aninus. But yet, at the same time, the Rambam goes ahead and says, that's only true with regard to all the mitzvahs. Then the Rambam says that he's absolutely enjoined from the mitzvahs. But when the Rambam gets to Kriyat Shema, all of a sudden the Rambam opens up the possibility that the Onein might be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, not that he's Chayav in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, as far as the universal umbrella organization of Mishaim Daito Likros, the Onein always fits into that category. And therefore, he's never chayv in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. But yet, the Rambam opens up a little bit of a Pesach, of a door, to allow that with regard to this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the Onein has the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, if he so desires to do so. He's not chayv in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. He's Rashoy Lachmir Latzmo, but only under one condition. Then he's Daito Pnuyolov. But again, not the Spitz Daito Pnuyolov for the first Madrega, because then he'd be Chayav in Kriyat Shema, but rather the secondary Madrega of Daito Pnuyolov enough to allow him, if he so desires, to be Machmer Al Atzmo and to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema on a voluntary basis. And the strange kind of thing here that's going on is that if we're saying, according to the Shitas of Rambam, that what is the essence of the mitzvah of Aninus is to be nimna, to be mones atzmo mikiyum mitzvah, why all of a sudden is Kriyat Shema the exception to that rule, and he's allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema if he so desires? So just to summarize, the sikum beinayim, as we call it, just to see where we're holding now in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita whole is, like Rashi, that an onei is potem in a mitzvah under the general halach of osek b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Number two, the Rambam has the second halacha of the Isur to do mitzvahs, to implement the mitzvahs, and that comes under the kiyum, the essential fulfillment of the mitzvah of Aninus, the mitzvah of Avelus. There's no such thing, according to the Rambam, as a Rishus. But number three, the Rambam has a third din, and that is that with regard to Kriyat Shema, the Rambam holds that he could opt for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema if he's Daito Pnuya Olav. And we're trying to understand the answer to two different questions. Let's just summarize at two different questions. Question number one, The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin seems to imply that an onen, as we said before, is allowed to be machmir al atzmo, which seems to contradict that very basic definition. According to the Rambam, sheet of what aninus is all about, because aninus essentially is to be mevatel mitzvahs. Why then does the Rambam allow for Kriyas Shema b'Toras Rishus if he opts to do so, if he's daito pnuyolov? And number two, if the Rambam holds that Daito Miushevasov is enough to allow him, shall we say, he's not Torud, to allow him, if he's Machmer Al Atzmo, to read Kriyat Shema, then why don't we go a step further and say he should be Chayav in Kriyat Shema? He's already Daito Miushevasov. Why? And we said that there are two different dinim of Daito Miushevasov, Daito Pnuyalov. And we want to try to understand what that's all about. Okay. So again, the strange Rambam, the Shitas HaRambam, is with regard to an Onen in Kriyat Shema, is that the Onen can reach a partial level, we'll call it, of Daito Pnuya Olam. What do I mean? A partial level? He's in this, you know, twilight zone. He's not a full-fledged Daito Pnuyolov, because then he'd be Chayev in Kriyat Shema. But on the other hand, he's enough Daito Pnuyolov, a secondary minimum, we'll call it a minimalist Daito Pnuyolov, such that he can have Kavana and recite Kriyat Shema. Now, Rabosai, let's ask the following question. It's a pretty naive question, but I think we should ask it anyway. We said that according to the Rambam, the Onen is enjoined from mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, Einu Mavari, correct? He cannot recite brachas even if he opts for it. But that's not exactly true. I know of at least one bracha that the Onen is allowed to be Mavarach, and indeed he's obligated to be Mavarach. If you take a look at the next to the last source on your page, on page 1, the Braisa, a little bit later on in this perek, says, Tana Rabbanan, Ha'oskim Behesped, etc., etc. And the Braisa says, regard to the Onen, who Omeid, he stands up, Umatzdik olav es hadin. Correct. Siduk hadin. And there is one bracha in that context which the onein is obligated to be mevarach. And what's that? Baruch dayna emes. Now let me ask again. And I'm sorry, it's a very, you know, I think it's a naive question in the sense that a cheder yingle would ask this question. We're getting more mature and sophisticated as adults, so we don't ask these kind of questions. But you just finished telling me that an onen is not mevarech. He doesn't recite brachas. You just finished telling me that he's enjoined from reciting brachas, even if he wants to. And that's the Shitas HaRambam. So why then is the onen going to be mevarech, the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes? He's not allowed to be Mavarech Brachas. Forget about reciting Brachas. He's out as far as recite. But yet, paradoxically, there's one Bracha that not only is he allowed to be Mavarech, but he's obligated to be Mavarech. Is anybody, knock knock, anybody home? Are you? I see a bunch of black, nobody's willing to look at me now, huh? You see, because it means that you're not following what I'm saying.
It's part of his Osek, but amazing. It's part of it.
Can you say it, Mitch, the way I want you to say it? Again, why is he enjoined from making all brachas with the exception of this one? What do you say, Gershon? No, again, what did we say? Again, I hope you're following the Shia. Because this is... No. Again, why, according to the Shitas of Rambam, he wants to make brachas, but we're not going to allow him to. Why not? Because that itself is what... is the kiyum of his mitzvah of haninus. In other words, the reason why, please don't miss this point, an avil, according to the Rambam, is not allowed to opt for brachas, is because he himself, the avil, has to demonstrate his avilus by non-commitment or non-implementation of brachas of mitzvahs. The bittul ha-mitzvah is itself, paradoxically, the kiyum of mitzvahs haninus. That's what an haninus is all about, according to them. But medvarim in all brachas, with the exception of one, which, namely what? Which is what?
That's a kiyum of haninus.
Excellent. That itself is the kiyum of haninus. Are we on the same page? Good. So again, I say it's a naive question, but it's a beautiful way of sharpening our understanding of the laws of Aninus. On the one hand, the Onen, according to the Rambam, like the case, if you remember the paradigm of the Kohen of Lo Yitameh, who is Mechal, is Kedusha, in order to be Mekayim, is Avelus. Here too, the Rambam holds that in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Aninus, you have to be Mechal el the mitzvah, so to speak. You have to be Mevatel the mitzvahs. That itself is essentially your Kiyum of Aninus. There is, however, one bracha which the Avel, the Onen, is actively involved in, and he's obligated in, because that bracha itself is the kiyum of his Aninus, because Aninus engenders a mitzvah of Tzidek Adin. If that be the case, Rabosai, right, Aninus is a mitzvah, but what is the essence of that mitzvah? How does the Onen fulfill his mitzvah? Again, he has a mitzvah of Kvura, but what about the Avelus of Aninus? How does he fulfill that? By not doing mitzvahs. But there's one exception, and that's what? That's Birchas Tzidek HaDin, because that bracha itself is the kiyum of Aninus.
What is that, the kiyum of Aninus?
The kiyum of Aninus is Tzidek HaDin. The Onen is chayav in the mitzvah of Tzidek HaDin. He has to accept upon himself God's judgment. Again, he's not able to focus in too many mitzvahs, right? But one mitzvah he has to be focused on, and that is accepting the judgment of Hashem. In fact, according to some Rishon, Kriya itself, rendering his garments, is a kiyum of Tzidek HaDin. But certainly, according to everyone, the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes is Tzidek HaDin, and that's exactly what an Onen is obligated in. That's the kiyum of his Aninus. So it's true that other mitzvahs are completely out as far as the Onen is concerned. And by being mevatel them, he expresses his state of Aninus. But at the same time, there's one mitzvah, there's one action, one bracha that he has to recite, and that is a bracha of Tzidek HaDin to be Mekayim his Aninus.
But why isn't it the pushed off until after the Gemara?
Because that's what the Onen is chayv. And the Onen is chayv in Tzidek HaDin. That's what all of Aninus is about. The Gemara derives from Psukim.
So there's a bother you that the Rambam says, Potter, and then he says, Mikol mitzvos v'Torah. Kol is not really Kol.
Ah,
Kol,
okay.
It's Kol with the exceptions.
Right. Well, the Rambam codifies in Hilchas Avelus the Chiyuv of Tzidek HaDin.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of you, but it's in the same chapter. Rabosai, I want to tell you something I heard from my Rebbe a zillion years ago, and don't hold me responsible for it, but it's a beautiful idea in and of itself. There is one mitzvah in the Torah that contains within it Tzidek HaDin, besides Kriya and besides the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Who can guess what Rav Soloveitchik is going to tell us? It's pretty mind-boggling chiddush. A mitzvah that has within it at least one element. It doesn't exhaust the mitzvah, but within that mitzvah is hidden, you know, like deep down. I don't want to say root canal, because that reminds me of my next visit to the dentist. But anyway, but deep down in its root, there is a mitzvah that has an element of Tzidek HaDin. Unbelievable. Michael, brilliant. Not only the Dvar Torah on Shabbos, but now you've added another notch. Take a look at the Mishnah in Brachas on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Chayav, I mean, this is the Gemara embellishes, the bottom of your first page, you have it? This is the Mishnah of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Chayav Odom Levarach Al Ra Kishem Shem Levarach Al Torah. Alatova, excuse me. Shenemar, v'ahavta es Hashem alokecha v'chol levavcha. So the Gemara now darshins all the various psukim in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. B'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzrecha, b'chol nafshecha, filu notel es nafshecha, u'b'chol ma'odecha, b'chol ma'moncha. Okay, this is very, very famous. But what perhaps is a little bit less famous is the Dover Acher. There's another possibility of explaining the words b'chol ma'odecha. And the Gemara says, b'chol mida u'mida shehu modeid l'cha havi modeid lo.
What thank you for it.
For everything, even for mida, which you and I would say, my gosh, this is midas hadin, this is terrible, harsh judgment. But yet, in this case, and that's why it's brought down here in the context of Baruch Dayan Emes, a person has to accept upon himself even the frustrations in life, even all the barriers that Hashem puts in front of him, making it difficult for him to do mitzvahs. And, you know, he has no explanation, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? The answer is, b'chol modecha. That's my chiyuv. Forget it. I don't know, you know, Avraham is called upon to do the Akedah. It doesn't make any bit of sense. You could ask 50 kashas on the Akedah, but we don't have an answer. The only answer is, b'chol modecha, b'chol mida shu modeid l'cha. And on every single midah, we have to recite Kriyat Shema V'chol Modecha and thank Hashem in order to justify the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that be the case, Rabosa, yeah, Gersh, do you know where I'm going with this? I mean, this sounds like a Nagadic interlude. What do you call it? You know, no, this is very relevant to have discussion of an Onen. What mitzvah could an Onen possibly have besides the mitzvah of Baruch Dayan HaEmes? Or, in other words, I mean, in the words that we've been using, Kriyat Shema. Now you'll ask me, what shaychus does an Onen have with Kriyat Shema? Bishlema, we're telling you that an Onen has to violate all his mitzvahs, and that's how he demonstrates his tragedy, his grief, and his mourning. Bishlema, we're telling you that it has to be Makayim, the mitzvah of Baruch Dayan HaEmes, as Tzidduk HaDin. But why Kriyat Shema? Why should Kriyat Shema be incumbent upon an Onen? Ravona Shalom, the Adarabba, we should enjoin him from even dreaming about Kriyat Shema. Zokta Rambam, no. If he wants to be Machmer al Atzmo, he can accept upon himself the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, even though he's an Onen, because Kriyat Shema contains two different dimensions to it, two different elements. Of course it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Mitzvah, but it also has a different element to it, namely what? Tzidduk HaDin. Okay, good, I see, you're already developing a whole drasha here. Good, very good. Okay, but I'm just saying that the primary goal of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is to declare that Hashem is one. Okay, the unity of God. You want to add a little bit more to that. But I'm just saying, but from the perspective of B'chol Modecha, B'chol Mida, Shu Modeid L'cha, there's a Tzidduk HaDin Kiyum in Kriyat Shema. If that be the case, Rabosai, we're going to begin to understand why the Rambam specifies one mitzvah, and only one mitzvah, which the Onen is Rashoy L'Kayim. He can take it upon himself if he so chooses L'Hachmer Al-Atzmo, but tonight that he has Daito Pnuya Alav. Again, it's not the real Daito Pnuyolov. The real Daito Pnuyolov, forget it. The Onen is too focused on his Avelus and his Aninus in order to have full-fledged Daito Pnuyolov. So he's part to be Kriyat Shema. Don't even dream about imposing a Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema on it. But one thing we're going to alleviate, we're going to overlook the fundamental principle of Aninus as enjoining him, as Bittal HaMitzvah. You cannot involve it. With regard to Kriyat Shema, we're going to look the other way. If he has at least this basic level of Daito Pnuyolov, then he can be Machmer Latzma. So we ask the question, so what is this basic level of Daito Pnuyolov? When is it? How do you define it? You know, we said there's a full-blown Daito Pnuyolov, that doesn't apply to the Onen, but there's a secondary fallback, minimalist Daito Pnuyolov. That is the Daito Pnuyolov of Tzidduk HaDin. If at least within the context of Tzidduk HaDin, again, we can't impose a chiyuv on him because he's part of him in a mitzvah, and all mitzvahs included, and including Kriyat Shema, he's ein daito pnuyolov. He is tarud in his avelus and in his aninus. But if he can scratch out a minimum daito pnuyolov in order to be makayim at least one element of Kriyat Shema, namely the element of tzidduk ad-din, then we're going to say you're part of mikra ad-din, but you're invited to do so if you so desire. And therefore, the onen, although he is enjoined from kiyum mitzvahs, there is one mitzvah that he's allowed to take upon himself, and that is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Not the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in its full-blown capacity, you know, as saying that Hashem is one and all the different kavanas that you have to have, like you say, Kavol Sol Malchus Shemayim. I don't know if that we can impose upon him. But we can impose upon him a secondary kiyum of Kriyat Shema, namely the kiyum Kriyat Shema of Tziduk Adin. And if that be the case, we can summarize the Rambam Shita that there are two different dinim in Daito Pnuyolov. The first din is Daito Pnuyolov as far as the kiyum of mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. That itself, the ikar, essential mitzvah Kriyat Shema, that the onen is always defined as Ein Daito Pnuyolov. But as far as the Ein Daito Pnuyolov, as far as the kiyum of tzedek adin is concerned, here the onen is included possibly if he can concentrate on Tziduk Adin in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema B'Toras, Kiyum of Tziduk Adin. And therefore, if it fits into the whole matrix, like we spoke about before, the bracha of Baruch Dayin Emes, then he can fulfill, if he so volunteers, you know, to be machmer on himself, that dimension of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So if we go back to the Rambams that we began with, we see that the Rambam has two different sections of the Ptur Kriyat Shema. He's got the Halachas of Kriyat Shema in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, and he has the Halachas of Kriyat Shema in Hilchas Avel. And we ask the question, why did the Rambam bother repeating himself? Not only that, we ask the question, why does the Rambam have an Isur to do mitzvahs, but with regard to Kriyat Shema, he seems to allow you to do mitzvahs, but yet, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but yet, even though it's Daito Pnuyolov, the Rambam falls short of being Mechayev him in Kriyat Shema. And the answer is that there are two dinim over here. There's one din of Kriyat Shema in Hilchas Kriyat Shema of Oseik B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel went a step further. He took the principle of Oseik B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah, and he converted it, he upgraded to the essential kiyum of Aninus. And he said that therefore an Onen is enjoined from the mitzvahs. He doesn't have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvahs. Again, not the way Tosus says it based on Yerushalmi, Yom, etc., but rather based on the fact that this chilul, this bittul of the mitzvah, to be doch of the mitzvahs, that's the way that the onen is mekayim is mitzvah aninus. But then the Rambam has one exception, and that's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Although he's potter, he's ain't daito pnuya, but if he can have daito pnuya, at least for the minimum kiyum of tziduk adin, then we're going to allow him to do so, and that doesn't undermine his kiyum of aninus. Rabosa, on the second page of your handout for today, Misha Mesa Mutal Afanov Eino Mevarech, Rashi says Eino Tzorech Levarech Berkas Hamot. Now we know that although an onen is potter from a mitzvah, he's not allowed to violate any of these surim. And yet the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Hey, Asur lo li adam shehenem in olam hazeh below bracha, that the yisoda yisodas of birchas hanenim is the iser of enjoying the benefits of this world without a bracha. And if that be the case, how can we allow the onen to enjoy the benefits of this world, to eat a piece of bread, without first reciting a bracha of Birchas HaMotzi?
Or Netilas Yadayim.
Okay, we're going to ask the same question about Netilas Yadayim in just 1 minute, Harvey. But what conclusion do we have to derive about this Asur lo li adam shehenem in olam hazeh lo bracha? It's certainly not a classical Isser. If it was, then the Onein would be obligated in Birchas HaMotzi, not for Torah's Mitzvah Saseh, but in order to avoid an Isser. He's not allowed to violate Isurim. You know, we're not going to give a gun to an Onein and say he's allowed to kill someone, right? That we're not going to do. Or any other violation. He can't violate the Shabbos, he can't violate anything. The answer is that although the Gemara says, this Isser is fundamentally, characteristically different than any other Iser. Where is this Iser anchored. What engenders this Iser? It's not a classical Iser unto itself, you know, that the enjoyment of this world itself is a Maisa Vera, then it would be also for Nonin. But rather it's what? Can anybody say it? Yeah, no, no, I'm asking again, you're giving me philosophical explanations, that's good, but what I mean to say, just in the halachic universe, you know, I'm always trying to oh, excellent, that really this Isser is an essay, it's not an Isser, meaning the Torah commands you in the mitzvah of bracha. If you don't fulfill your mitzvah of bracha, then you violate an Isser. But essentially, unlike any other Iser in the Torah, which is fundamentally an Iser and a Maisa Vera unto itself, this Iser is different. It's grounded and it is anchored in the Chiyuv Bracha. The mitzvah of Bracha engenders the Iser of Lenos Min Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. If there would be no Chiyuv Bracha, then if so facto there would be no violation of the Iser, who's not Chayav in the Bracha? The Onei is not Chayav in the Bracha. But then we get to Netilas Yadayim. Now, Harvey, you mentioned the Tilas Yadayim. I'm very impressed. Maybe you went through the Marmokomus pages, so that's good. I don't know how far you got. But with regard to the Tilas Yadayim, there's an Iser. You're not allowed to eat bread without the Tilas Yadayim. And if you look at the Pisrei Tshuva, he wavers back and vacillates back and forth about an Onein. Is an Onein obligated at least in the Tilas Yadayim? And he brings two opinions about it. Ulanias Daiti, he writes at the end, Sarach Iyun Baze. He doesn't come to any definite conclusion. So in his vacillation, apparently, he wants to know whether Netilas Yadayim should be considered like Birchas Hamotzi, or it's different than Birchas Hamotzi. I think we can give a very sharp, you know, we can precisely define his suffix. He doesn't give it to us, but I think in the light of everything we're discussing, what is he vacillating about, Rav Osai? Why is Birchas HaMotzi perhaps, you know, we can do away with Birchas HaMotzi and allow the Onein to eat without the Birchas HaMotzi, but maybe we can't allow him to eat without the Netilas Yadayim, Rav Osai. What is he saying now? That Netilas Yadayim is an Iser like any other Iser. It's an Iser unto itself, meaning what the Pisrei Tshuva is vacillating back and forth about is how to define the Iser of eating without Netilas Yadayim. Is it just an extension of the Chiyuv Bracha, and it's the Rabbanim wanted to, you know, add another dimension and be machazik us in the mitzvah of Bracha, so that just like, therefore, the Onein is potter from the Bracha, he's also, if so facto, potter from Netilas Yadayim, or no? Netilas Yadayim is a separate Isur. It has to do with Tuma and Tara and Truma and so forth and so on. The Rabbana instituted a Gzeira and a requirement of Netilas Yadayim such that if you violate this Netilas Yadayim by omitting it, you eat without Netilas Yadayim, you're chayav, so to speak, for violating an Isur, again, an Isur Rabbana, but an Isur Netilas Yadayim. So again, what's the nature of Netilas Yadayim? Does it belong to the category of Birchas Hananim and therefore it's a Chovas Mitzvah? Haraya, we make a bracha on it. Or no, Netilas Yadayim is an Isur. You're not allowed to eat without Netilas Yadayim, and that's an Isur unto itself, per se, and it's objectionable, and therefore the Onein should certainly be obligated to wash his hands. Then we have something, with this we want to wrap it up for today. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Ein Mevarchin Olaf. We don't have to make a bracha on behalf of the Onei. Rashi says, "Ein tzarch sheyivarchu lo acherim bebirchas alechem." Apparently, there was a havamina that although the Onein himself will not be mevarech hamotzi lechem in aretz, but nevertheless, he has to set it up that someone else will recite the bracha before he eats. Now, wait a minute. You've just established that the Onein is potter from the mitzvah of bracha, as we explained it before. In fact, he's potter from all mitzvahs. So why would he have to go out of his way, stand on his head, to make sure that someone in this Havamina would have to make the bracha on his behalf, that he could hear the bracha from someone else? Shomei Kona. Well, what do we need that for? Shomei Kona means I'm obligated in the mitzvah, I'm obligated in the bracha, and if I don't fulfill that bracha, you'll make the bracha on my behalf. Fine. that's okay. But if I'm not chayev in the bracha, well, what's Shomei Kona? We never heard of Shomei Kona for someone who's not chayev in the mitzvah in the bracha. So therefore I submit to you a partial he'ora here, my kamash and pshita. You have to tell me that not only A is he potter from the mitzvah of bracha, but in addition he doesn't even have to set up the bracha. I mean, why would I even entertain the possibility that he would have to set up the bracha? And I think the answer here lies in the Mishnah in Brachos later on. We didn't get to this Mishnah. And the way Rashi understood this Mishnah, Rashi is not on the place, but Tosis quotes Rashi. The Mishnah says, "Hay Yoshvin." Let's say a number of people are sitting around and they want to eat bread. Kol echad mevarech liatzma. Everyone recites Hamotzi lechem min haaretz for himself. Hey sevu. That means if they koveasu the together, echad mevarech lekula. One recites a bracha for the rest. What do we call that in our language? No, I'm saying when, yeah, but specifically when there's a seva together, what's that called?
Zimun,
exactly. Zimun. This is the Mishnah, this is the source for the mitzvah of Zimun, which the Rambam codifies in the middle of Perek Aleph Milchas Brachos. The Rambam says, Rabim shenisvadu lechol pas, a bunch of people eating bread, or lishtas yayin, is birech echad mehem v'yonu kulam amen harelu mutarim lechol v'lishtos. That's called Shomei Kona. Avolim lo niskavnu lechol ki echad. You sit down at the table, you eat your bread. I sit down at the table and I eat my bread. Is zeb habiatzmo, zeb habiatzmo? Is then the Rambam says there's no zimun, and if there's no zimun, afal pishem ochlim mikikar echad, doesn't matter, even if they're partaking of the same identical loaf of bread, kol echad v'echad mevarech liatzmo. Every individual is required to make his own bracha. Oh, that's not the case in Birchas HaMitzvahs, for example. Let's say you want to do your mitzvah and I want to do my mitzvah. I can recite the bracha on your behalf. There's no need for each one to recite his own bracha. In fact, there's one sheet in the poskim that says it's better if one makes the bracha on behalf of everyone else who's fulfilling. That's no get to shechita a lot. This is very relevant to shechita when you have a lot of people shechting in one slaughterhouse. That one person, according to some poskim, should make one of the shochtim should make the bracha for everybody else. Okay, I'm not sure we poskim like that, but be that as it may, certainly it's the case that one person can make the bracha for someone else. The Rambam says here that unless you koveh suda together in one zimun, then each person has to recite his own bracha. And Tosus quotes the sheet of the name of Rashi. Ratzul lezamin imizamin pirush Rashi v'chein linyan amotzi v'shar brachos ein echad mevarech lahotzi chavero. One person cannot be mevarech on behalf of someone else unless they create a zimun. Now, if that be the case, Rabosai, what's the difference between a zimun and Shomei Kona? Meaning, if I want to hear your bracha, that I can't do if there's no zimun. But if we're together in one haseva, we would kovei a suda as a zimun, then I can listen to your bracha and I can be yotzei. Obviously, we're not dealing with Shomei Kona because Shomei Kona is completely out, according to the Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rambam, and you cannot be mevarech hamotzi on my behalf. And the whole halach of Arvus, which applies to Birchas HaMitzvah in general, and therefore engenders the halach of Shomei Kona, is completely suspended with regard to Mitzvah Birchas HaNenim. You know, this Birchas HaNenim doesn't fit under the concept of Arvus, and therefore the principle of Shomei Kona is completely excluded. But what allows me to be Yotzi with your bracha? Only if we're all part of one Zimun. So apparently Zimun is not Shomei Kona. It's some sort of new magical entity.
It's an entity of its own.
It's an entity of its own. It means there's one bracha on behalf of the entire Zimun, the whole group. All the Mesubim, they sort of unite to form one entity. It's kind of like what we discussed once with regard to Chazor Sashatz, that the Shliach Tzibur recites the Shmoneh Esrei, repeats the Shmoneh Esrei on behalf of everyone, and everyone answers Amen, and they participate in this single entity of Tfilas HaTzibur. You remember we discussed this at great length. Here also, with regard to Zimun, this halach that we all bench one bracha together as an entity. And if that be the case, then we could come back and reinterpret our halacha here in Brachas Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, that the One, not only is he potter from brachos, but not only that, he doesn't have to set it up, that others will be Mavarech Olav. What does it mean that others will be Mavarech Allah? According to Rashi, there is no such thing as my reciting Hamotzi Lech Menorot on your behalf. That's the Shitas Rashi. The answer is, it's going to have to be through what? Through what mechanism? Zimun. Oh, through Zimun. Now we understand the Havamina. Surely the Onen himself is Potem in HaMitzvahs, and therefore he doesn't make a Bracha. But we would think that he could entertain and be integrated, I guess you'd say, into an entity called a Zimun. And when others make the bracha on his behalf, they're not being motzim for Shemaya Kona. It means beautifully, the p'tur of Onem in a mitzvah is only in the Maisa mitzvah. In the Kiyuma mitzvah, he can obtain the Kiyuma mitzvah. The only thing in brachos, how is he going to obtain the Kiyuma mitzvah in bracha? It's impossible. Right? Also, it's a part of the mitzvah, but if Tosa says in Sukkah, that's this long Tosa I have for you, that if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, you know, he's part of the Maisa mitzvah, but yet if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, he can obtain two different kiyumim. Now, in the case of Bracha, obviously he's part of from the Maisa mitzvah of Bracha, but can he obtain a kiyum Bracha without involving himself in the Maisa mitzvah of Bracha? He's not the Mavarech. Who's the Mavarech? The Mezamein, exactly. In Zimun, the Mavarech, who's doing the Maisa Bracha, is the Mezamein. But the Onen can at least link himself up to the Zimun, to be part of the Chabura, and be part of the Kviyas Suda, such that now he can obtain the Kiyum Bracha through the mechanics of Zimun. That's the Chiddush here. Ein Mevarchim Olav. Not only is he part of from the Maisa Bracha, he's Mufka, he cannot even become part of the Zimun to fulfill his mitzvah of bracha and obtain the kiyum bracha vicariously through the process, the mechanics of Zimun. He's not part of the Zimun, and therefore ain mevarchin olav. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop. Right. So let's say there was Chazaras Hashatz, and they only had Narn, and he's the tenth of the Zonin. He was saying the following: even though in Chazaras Hashatz, the members of the community are not implementing a Maisa Tefillah, but nevertheless they're obtaining a Kiyum Tefillah. Why can't the Onen also obtain the Kiyum Tefillah? The answer is that there's an entity called a Tzibur, and that Tzibur is made up of 10 individuals who are obligated in the mitzvah. He's not obligated in the mitzvah. He can't even link up to the Tzibur to obtain a Kiyum HaMitzvah. The same thing applies in the case of Zimun. That's the kamashmalon of this halal.
I was once in a situation where I couldn't participate in the minyan.
Right.
There's our Rebbe and Wayu took us to bake matzah in the Satmar bakery. There were nine of us with rabbis. We asked the bakers to be mitzvah. And they got into a little huddle and they came back with Mildaf da Sahan the Shamas.
Okay. The bottom line is you know, you have to decide whether you want to bake your matzahs in the Satmar bakery. Alan, yes, you wanted to say something.
I'm going to Hostaret, so I'll be for a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow. How many weeks? Like three?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right, we'll miss you. So when are you leaving tonight?
I'm leaving actually on Thursday, but
Thursday.
Things to do.
So okay. We'll miss you at the Chulin Shia tomorrow.
Early in the morning, like 1 o'clock in the morning?
No, 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, it's a different flight than I'm taking.
You're going to do Air France. Cheap.
No, I'm going to get off.
It's less than $600.